Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is holding in chapter 6, Eduyot Mishneh Gimel, Kezayit Basar, an olive-sized piece of flesh, a porish that fell off me'ever minachai, of a limb that was separated from a living animal. Rabbi Eliezer Metame. Rabbi Eliezer says that Kezayit of flesh does bring impurity. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya Metarein, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Nechunya disagree. How about Etzim Kisoyra? What about a very small bone, the size of a barleycorn, Haporish Mever Menachai, and that came out of a limb from a living being? Rabbi Nechunya Metame. This time Rabbi Nechunya says that has impurity. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Metarein. And the other rabbis disagree. So we see that Rabbi Yehoshua says in both cases it's tahor, and by the meat, the flesh, Rabbi Eliezer says tuma, and by the bone, Rabbi Nechunya says there is tuma. And keep in mind, this aver minachai would be like if, God forbid, someone had their pinky cut off. So it's something that contains bones and sinews and flesh itself. Now the Mishnah explains the logic of these three opinions. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Ma ra'ita latame kezayit basar porish me'ever minachai. What reason do you see to declare impure one olive bulk of flesh that came out of this limb from a living person? Amar lahen, matzinu ever minachai kemet shalom. We see that the limb cut off of a living person is treated like a full-blown corpse. Ma hamet, just like a corpse, kezayit basar porish me'ever minachai. Even a kezayit that comes off of a corpse brings tum'ah. Af ever menachai, so too the limb of a living thing, kezayit basar pushmenu yehe tamei. So too, even a kezayit from it should bring tuma. Amru lo, they replied to him, lo, it's not the same thing. Imtimeita, if you declare kezayit basar, one olive of flesh, a porish minameit that came off of a corpse, sheken timeita etzim kisura pushmenu, but also a tiny bone that comes off of a corpse also brings tuma. And here, Titame Kazayat Basa Push Mever Menachai, you're saying an olive's bulk of flesh from the limb of a living thing is Tame. Shikenti Harta Etzim Kisura Push Menu, but you said it was pure, the bone that came out of the Aver Menachai. So it's not exactly like a corpse, even according to you, Rabbi Eliezer. Next up, Amru Lo Rabbi Nechunya. They asked Rabbi Nechunya, Ma Ra'ita Latame Etzim Kisura Porish Me'ever Menachai. What reason are you arguing that a tiny bone that comes out of the limb from a living being, that brings impurity? Amar Lahem, he tells them, Matzinu Ever Menachai Kemet Shalom. The limb of a living person, it's treated like a full-blown corpse. Ma Met, just like by a corpse, Etzim Kisura Porish Me'ever Menachai, even an itty-bitty bone that comes off of a corpse brings corpse tuma. Af Ever Menachai, so too a limb detached from a living being, etzim kisoya purish menu, yeye tame. Even an itty bitty bone that comes out of this limb should be treated like a corpse and bring tuma. Amru lo, the other sages, again, they bring a similar argument to what they made against Rabbi Eliezer about consistency. They say, lo, im timeita etzim kisoya purish menu met. If you tell me, and everyone agrees to this, that a tiny bone that comes off of a corpse itself brings tuma, brings impurity of a dead body, shken timeita kazai basal purish menu. That's because you also say an olive bulk of flesh coming from a corpse also brings corpse tuma. Titame etzim kisoya purish menu never high, and you are arguing that we should declare impure a tiny bone coming from the limb of a living being, shkenti harta, but you declared pure, kezayit basar porish mimenu, an olive's bulk of flesh that came out of the limb from a living being. So the idea is, if you're going to be lenient by the flesh from this aver menachai, you should also be lenient by the bone. You should be consistent. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer. They turned to ask Rabbi Eliezer, ma ra'ita lachaluk midotecha? Why are you dividing your midos? You are effectively saying that an aver minachai is just like a corpse, but only regarding to the basar, the flesh, not regarding the bones. O tame bishnehem, either tell me the flesh and the bones bring impurity. O tir bishnehem, or tell me they're both pure by aver minachai. Amar lahem, he says, meruba tumat basar mitumat samad. He says there are more options for spreading impurity by flesh than through bones. And he explains, shebasar noheg benevelot v'shratzim, that flesh can bring contamination even by a nevela, that's an animal that died not through ritual shechita, and through shratzim, those are yucky, creepy, crawly creatures, and the flesh of these things brings tuma, masha ein kein betzamot, but the bones of a nevela or a sheretz do not bring tuma, only the actual flesh. Davar acher, Rabbi Eliezer adds, Aver, if you have a limb, sheyeshalov basar kroi, it has flesh on it, and there's, you know, enough flesh that it could, in theory, regenerate if it was attached to the person. Metame b'magav masa ohel, it brings tuma just like a dead body through touching, through carrying, and ohel being under the same roof. Hasar v'basar, even if some of the flesh is missing, as long as there's a little bit, it enough to grow back if it were alive still, tame, it's still tame, like a limb, like a corpse. Hasar etzem tahor, but if the bone, some of the bones are missing from this limb, it is now considered tahor. So the flesh can cause more tuma problems from Aver min Achai than the bones can. Now the Mishnah brings a similar question on Rabbi Nechunya. Amar lo Rabbi Nechunya, ma reita l'cholek midotecha, why are you saying that bones from a limb, from a living being, is a tuma problem and the flesh isn't? Otame b'shnehem, otar b'shnehem. Be consistent. Say they're both pure or both impure. Amar lahem, he says, maruba tumat atzamot mitumat abasar. He says there are more options of impurity through bones than through flesh. He's saying the opposite of Rabbi Eliezer. He says, she'abasar porsh min achai tahor. Flesh that comes off of a living being, you know, it's not a limb, it's just a piece of flesh, like they did a surgery or something. That's tahor, that's not tuma. But if a limb comes off of him in its form, example, God forbid, lo aleinu, they cut off his pinky or his ear or something, then that's tameh. Davar acher, an additional reason that bones have more tuma problems than flesh. Kizayit basar metameh b'maga masa ohel. Yes, a kizayit of flesh from an actual corpse does transmit impurity by touching it, carrying it, or being under the same roof, the same ohel. Verov atzamot metameh b'maga masa ohel. And also, a majority of the bones of any given corpse will also transmit tuma through the same methods. But chaser abasar tahor. If some of the flesh is missing, and now there's less than a kezias of flesh remaining on this corpse, then the flesh does not transmit any tuma in any event. But chaser rov atzamos, but if some of the bones are missing, and now there's not a majority anymore, afal pisha tahor miltame be'ohel, so now there's no more tumas ohel. So something under the same roof will not get corpse tuma, but still the bones will be metame b'maga u'b'masa, even though most of them are missing. So we see that bones have a stringent. They can spread tuma more readily. Davar acher, Rabbi Nechunya adds another thing about bones. Kol basar amet shu pahod mikazayet tahor. Any flesh of a corpse, even if it's a very tiny corpse, like God forbid a miscarriage, and the whole flesh is less than a kazayis, well, then that flesh is tahor, does not have tumas meis. But rov binyano, but the bones, even if they're very tiny, but they constitute a majority of this very small corpse, if the majority is present, meaning the majority of the height, the two lower leg bones and the thigh bone, we've said before, rov minyano, or the majority of the number of the bones, shel met afal pisha ein behem rova tmeim. Even though there's not a rova, meaning a quarter kav bulk of bones, because it's a very small corpse, but if you have the majority of the number or the majority of the height of the bones, even though they're very small, there's still tuma through the bones, even though there's less than a kezayit of flesh on this tiny corpse, and there's no tuma from the flesh. Now the Mishnah turns to Rabbi Yeshua. Amru lo Rabbi Yeshua, ma reita l'tahor b'shnehem. Why do you say that in both cases, the flesh or the bone coming from the limb from a living person is tahor? Amru lahem lo. He tells both of them, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yechunya, no. He says a limb from a living being is not like a corpse. Ima marta b'met, if you're talking about really a corpse, sheyesh bo rov v'rova v'rokov, it has special halachot, that the majority of the bones, or even a quarter kav bulk of the bones, even if they're not the majority, and there's a halacha of rokov. Rokov is corpse dust, a ladle full of corpse dust, underneath a decaying corpse has the same halachic status as metame, like the corpse. So these are stringencies only by literally a dead body that have no application to an Aver min Achai, a limb cut off a living being. Tomar b'chai, could you say the same thing applies to Aver min Achai? She'ein bo rov v'rova v'rokov. It does not, these halachot do not apply at all. So his argument is Aver min Achai is similar to a corpse, but it's not that similar, and therefore a tiny bone or a piece of flesh coming off of Aver min Achai could be tahor according to Rabbi Yeshua. Baruch Hashem, let's go on to chapter 7. We're going to see this Mishnah again in the first chapter of Bechoros about a firstborn donkey. Heid Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadok, they testified al pidyon peter hamor. the redemption of a firstborn donkey. What they would do is, you have a firstborn donkey, the Torah says, you have to trade it in for a seh, for a little sheep, a shepsela, and if not, you have to kill the donkey. So in the ceremony, I've been to one of these here in Baltimore years ago. At the ceremony, they basically exchange, there's a bracha, there's a blessing, and they exchange the firstborn donkey for a sheep, any sheep, and they give the sheep to the Kohen for his lunch or dinner, whatever. But in this case, their heid, al pidyon peter chomor shemet, the sheep died before the Kohen got it. She'ein bo le Kohen klum. The Kohen has no claim against the owner once the owner of the donkey has traded the spiritual firstborn status of that donkey onto the sheep. Even if the sheep then dies, the Kohen has no claim about it. And they had to testify like this. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Eliezer, was saying, Chayavan becharyuton, b'chamesh soim shel ben. The owner of the donkey is responsible, he has achrayas, he has responsibility to give the Kohen the value for the sheep, just like if he was redeeming his firstborn son, he has to give a value of 5 salayim to the Kohen when he's redeeming a firstborn human. Chachamim Amrim, the other sages disagree. They say, Ein chayav merchiusan, the owner of the donkey is not responsible for the value of the sheep. Ela kepidyon shel maiser sheni. This is treated like an exchange for maiser sheni. Remember, if you grew a lot of maiser sheni, like watermelons, you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, you would redeem it onto coins. And the rule by maiser sheni is if some of those coins get lost on the way to Yerushalayim, he is not obligated to replace them. Yashar kochachem, tizkul mitzvot.